Welcome back to another episode of Mr. Mysteries in Black and White. We two host Josh and Ed.
Hello.
Shit question. I've got one. Right.
Right.
Are oranges called oranges because oranges are orange? Or is the colour orange called orange because oranges are orange?
Have I just had a stroke? What? Oranges are called oranges. No, the colour orange is called orange because of oranges.
Yeah, so orange is called orange because oranges are orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, that's got me right. Fucking hell, talk about bamboozling me at 9 o'clock at night. Jesus fucking Christ. That's it. I'm going to be up all night now. I'm going to lay there in bed. Courtney's like, what's up then? I'm going to go, well, are oranges called oranges because of the colour orange? Or is the colour orange called orange because of oranges? And she's just going to say, get the fuck out of here.
Let us know what you think. I mean, we've already answered, but let us know what you think.
Yeah.
But no, today we are going to be talking about another cryptid.
Yeah, boy.
Another Sasquatch, is it?
Yeah, Bigfoot-like creature. Yeah, boy.
And it's from Down Under.
Yeah, a boy.
The Australian Yowie.
The Yowie.
Yowie.
The Yowie, mate.
Fuck it. You can't get more Australian than that, can you?
Yeah.
The fucking Yowie.
I think it's because it's from Aboriginal. It's the Aboriginal name.
Yeah, makes sense.
They got some of the other cryptids, which I'll probably do episodes on at that, like the Bunyip. Yeah. There's other ones, but yeah, those two are the worst ones that come to my mind.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, because of how peculiar they
are. So, without further ado, get yourself a drink, all that good jazz, and Ed, what's a Yowie?
Well, the Yowie, also known as a Yahoo, Yuri, hairy man, or a Yahoo, is a fanged humanoid marsupial or grey ape featured in Aboriginal mythology along with Australian raptors, bunyips, and the Burunjul. I think I said that would be Burunjul or something like that. The Yowie is considered to be the Australian Bigfoot and contain many primate-like features, possibly indicating that is an undiscovered species of grey ape, Gigantopithecus, or a prehistoric human. The Yowie is described as being one of the most aggressive Sasquatch species.
Oh, fucking hell.
And has been reported tearing heads off kangaroos and dogs.
Jesus Christ, what they do to you?
It has been seen attacking humans as well. However, that is rare.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The Yowie is described to be around 5 to 9 feet tall.
Oh, fucking hell, it's quite small then, really, like in comparison to some of the others.
Well, it's like starting height 5.
Right,
up to
9 feet
tall. With a large red mouth, talon-like claws, according to the Aboriginal legends. It is also noted that the Yowie contain two large fang-like canines, which distinguish the Yowie from other Bigfoot species. Because most other Bigfoots, when they've been seen, it's more like human teeth.
Yeah,
they have. Whereas, like when you see like other primates, gorillas, they do have quite protruding canines.
Yeah.
So does the Yowie. I don't know. I just like saying the word Yowie.
Yowie,
the fucking Yowie. It usually has brown or reddish fur, which I'd say like the reddish fur makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
because like the sand is reddish in it.
But plus it's bare hot over there, so it's like bleached fur and shit, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like most Bigfoot species, it's theorized that the Yowie descends from an ancient ape called Gigantopithecus Blackie.
What'd you call me?
Don't start this. Don't start this.
I had to do it.
Oh, you bastard. That's it. We're fucked. I'm fucked. I'm going to prison. That's it. I'm getting hate. While the Giganto Bigfoot theory may be valid, it is highly unlikely that the Yowie descends from the same Asian ape, as creatures from Asia never made it to Australia due to sea depth and vice versa.
What?
Oh, the Australian animal.
Yeah.
Creatures from Australia never made it to Asia, vice versa. This separation is marked by the Wallace line. Another theory is that they may be living Homo erectus, the presence of which in prehistoric Australia is suspected but not proven, or a particularly primitive tribe. There are over 140 placental mammals known to exist in Australia, most belonging to the order bats or rodents.
Mm-hmm.
Some cryptozoologists believe that the Yowie could be some form of bipedal marsupial, such as a descendant of the New Guinean Hulitherium, due to the fact that there are no primates native evolution-wise to Australia in the fossil record. They say that, though, but how did the Aborigines get there? They're primates.
That is a point.
Good, they're the most native people there.
Well, yeah.
So there must have been primates get there somehow. Because otherwise, how did the Aborigines get there?
Because I don't think they could swim.
Well, no, but to be fair, though, could they have been on boats?
Nah,
got there, come from Indonesia,
yeah,
or Papua New Guinea, and that.
Yeah, probably.
So it could be.
I was going to say koala bear, but they're actual marsupials aren't they? Yeah,
mammals. Yeah. Some recent sightings were reported in early 2021. Three sightings of Yowie creatures were reported in 2021, and at least six sightings in 2020. All of the sightings were reported in the state of Queensland.
Fucking hell, that's recent as anything, isn't it?
That long ago.
A couple of years ago.
Well, yeah, pretty much. You know what, though? Thinking about this, but an Australian Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Steve Irwin ever had an encounter.
He'd have done a doc on that, surely.
Yeah, but would he, though?
Yeah, it's 100%.
I don't know if he would.
Really?
Yeah, because of it being like a mysterious, not known animal, and how much he loves animals, or loved, sadly, R.I.P., he might have been leave him. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I feel he would have.
I don't think he would. Right. If for somehow.
I thought he was about to say Steve if you're watching. I was like, he ain't.
He is somehow. But no, if Terry, Robert, Bindi, if any of you are watching or listening, which
I highly doubt, but if
you
are,
never know,
what
you
a
never
buzz.
Know.
That'd be
my
peak.
My life would be made.
Peak.
I could die tomorrow now. Get to us and tell us if your dad ever had an experience with a Yowie, or does he believe in Yowie, or did he believe in Yowies? Do you believe in Yowies?
Do you have one?
Yeah. He got one in the zoo, boss. But I've got some more sightings.
Okay.
This is on the Sunshine Coast News, Australia, and it's about a Yowie tracker shares strange encounters on the Sunshine Coast, which I think is Queensland way, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
A Sunshine Coast man who calls himself a Yowie tracker claims sightings of the 8-foot shaggy Australian equivalent of the American Bigfoot are on the rise. Recalling local reports, Ellen Barr's Ron Quinton said when it comes to the encounters with the massive hairy ape-like creatures, seeing really is believing. The Australia Post worker said most sighting reports were around the Biwa and Mapleton National Parks, Glasshouse Mountains and Yandina, Wapa Dam, fucking Australians, Kenilworth, Gympie, and Wolvie areas. Mr. Quinton said online forums were allowing witnesses to feel safe enough to share their stories, which is such a big point on that, because we know, we always say it, but if you've had an experience, not just with a yowie, it could be a Bigfoot,
anything, yeah,
it could be Nessie, it could be anything. Are you really going to go into like the supermarket and say, like,
oh, boss man.
Yeah, guess what I saw yesterday? I saw a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You're going to get laughed out of the fucking place. Which, you know, because it's such a mad thing.
Yeah.
Like, so you just won't believe it.
No.
Whereas, like, now with, like, Reddit, forums, and stuff like that, where you can remain anonymous.
People are more than happy to.
And if you really want to feel like you want to get your story out there.
Yeah.
Then you can. And as well, like it's saying anonymous, you could always be under a different name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
That is going to help the cryptid like sightings grow. How many of them are actually believable?
I was
going
to say, how many then would start, say, do you know what I mean, doing it as a wind-up or like just trying to fucking get clout, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
That's like the positive and the negative side weighed out, isn't it?
It's like the balance.
Yeah,
it's
for every, like you said, for every like five, you get that are genuine, yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, there's probably about 20 or 30 that are like,
above. Yeah, yeah, I saw it. It was in my bedroom.
Yeah. Woke up and he was there. That's why I want a cup of tea.
He makes a fucking bangers, honey, I'll tell you that.
I was like, fucking hell, yowie. Yowie in my room. What are you talking about?
How have I not clocked an Australian Sasquatch? How have I not clocked? That should have been the first thing that entered my head.
If you don't know what I'm about, go on YouTube and watch the Big Les show. Honestly, unbelievable.
It's so mad.
You got Sassy the Sasquatch. You got Donnie the Dealer.
Yeah. Clarence the Onion Thing.
Yeah, I love Clarence. But then they're all pot smokers, and it's called Yow Weed. Honestly, it's fucking brilliant. It's madness,
so
but absolutely brilliant. I love it. He said the two most common types of yowie sightings around the region were the big fellas and a smaller 3 to 4 foot version.
Small fellas.
Yeah, little guys. But in that case, could that be a different species? Could
possibly.
They be complete two different species?
Yeah, possibly.
Because in Indonesia, there's reports of like pygmy men.
Right.
Have you ever seen that video? It was a bloke on a motorbike.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in and this little like orange thing, like person.
Orange thing.
Yeah, no, genuine. Like, it's like red. Like reddish orange. And like, where the bike track is, it like jumps over.
Right.
Unless it goes, it's like it goes into the long grass.
No.
But you'll have to see that. But yeah, because there's talks of like pygmy tribes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That were undiscovered. So they're technically classed as cryptids. Could that be the same? Being so close to Australia, could they have like ventured over somehow?
Possibly.
On a boat?
Yeah, possibly.
So then they became prominent there as well as yowies.
There's them as well.
Yeah.
You look at, in like we've said it before, I know they're not primates, but you look at other, well, they are primates, aren't they? Yeah.
What?
Sasquatches?
Yeah.
Yeah. You look at other primates, gorillas, you look at a gorilla and a chimp and a bonobo and an orangutan. They all look completely fucking different. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if they can do it, why can't these?
Oh, I saw a story. It was on TikTok, and it was a bloke talking about like a chimp will kill you for fun.
Mm-hmm.
A gorilla will kill you for protection.
Yeah.
An orangutan will kill you for curiosity, because it'll start like.
Like playing with you, but like dismembering you,
dissecting
you,
pretty much.
Yeah,
like,
rip your arm off, like ooh.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they want to see out what
you
made of.
Yeah,
pretty much,
yeah,
literally. But no, that was a bit bad.
Hmm.
I'm not a fan of chimps.
They're just assholes.
They scare. They, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, even the small ones where you see them on like news reports and that, and they're like, oh, they're so cute, but it's like, but that motherfucker.
Yeah.
If it wanted to, could just be like, nah, do you know what, bro? And mess you up.
It is ever since when I was a kid and I heard that about the story of the woman getting a face. Mm-hmm. Ripped off. We've spoke about it a couple of
countless times,
yeah.
Yeah,
on here. But ever since then, like, chimps do
just keep them.
Me.
Yeah, just you stay there. I'll stay here.
Because they're ruthless.
Yeah.
I saw a video of one. It was just smashing the fuck out of this monkey on a rock.
Savage.
They're, yeah, they are.
I wouldn't say they're horrible. They're just that. It's how they're
it's made. It's, yeah, exactly. It's their DNA, but it's like their DNA is just fucked.
Yeah, they're just bastards. All of them. When you say that, though, that sounds a bit bad, really. Like, all of them are bastards. Tell you who else thought of that? Hitler. That was his mindset. Look what happened there. Jesus Christ. How we've gone from the Bigfoot to chimps to Hitler.
Fuck's sake.
There was just...
There's just no barrier with this podcast,
no,
is there?
Really,
it it can go anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, that's gone south bad, isn't it?
Three to 4 foot version. They were all described as girthy with big feet and shaggy or short hair. The small ones are fast, even the big ones. The way they move through the bush is phenomenal, he said. Most of the big fellas' temperaments are unpredictable. They are more curious than anything. They will come in close and check you out. You don't find them, they find you.
Ooh. Ooh, spooky.
With roots stretching back to indigenous folklore, there have been witness claims of sightings and encounters with the hairy, mythical, human-like beast stalking the Australian wilderness for hundreds of years. After having quite a few strange experiences stemming back to the 80s, Mr. Quinton decided to start his Facebook group, Sunshine Coast Yowie Trackers, with his friend Nigel Francis about 3 years ago.
I thought he was about to say Nigel Farage.
No, Farage on his hunt for the Yowie.
His career's gone west, isn't it?
Can't follow him then.
The group began with about 50 members and now sits at 2,600 members and rising.
Fucking hell.
Well in, lads.
Get up there.
Now it's just out of control over the last year. We have just been getting smashed with people wanting to join, he said. It's a legitimate research group, not just an internet group. Fair.
Mm-hmm.
We are not hunting them. We are not hunting them, I should say. We are researching them and tracking or exploring them. What do you mean by that?
Mm.
What do you mean exploring them?
Mm. How do you explore something if it's not like in front of you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but what I mean, it might just be me being me, but it's just when you say like you, if you're tracking them and that, you see them. And what do you mean by exploring them? Are you exploring them sexually? Or
has it got cock?
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's a bit,
it's
a bit
got
rummy,
fucking
you know?
Chopper on it. Don't know why it's from Yorkshire, all of a sudden. He's MC Devo.
It's like the fucking Yorkshire aliens all over again. Why is it? Everyone is a bit odd.
They're just from instantly Yorkshire. From Yorkshire. I ain't saying nothing.
I'm not saying, no! I'm not having it, no! Big up the Yorkshire. They do good puddings.
Oh, mate.
Aunt Bessie was from Yorkshire.
Oh, big up Aunt Bessie.
Big up Yorkshire puddings. Big up Yorkshire. You know the rules.
Oh, fuck off.
There's been that many Yowie reports around the coast. We try to clear out the trolls really quick because it stops people coming forward with their stories.
Fair play.
Fair enough. Occasionally, Mr. Quinton and a small group go out exploring areas where there have been reported sightings. You need people you are going to trust, because if you have encounters, you don't know how people are going to react, he said. Which is, yeah, yeah, I'll get
it's
that.
It's all right. Just be quiet, but there's one right there. Motherfucker!
Or it go the other way, and like, say... You get into an encounter and they become aggressive.
Yeah.
And you think they've got your back, you turn around, they're fucking hightailing out and they're just leaving you.
Motherfucker!
Yeah. You need people that's going to stand by you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Fair. Fair. I won't go out there with less than three people. Who else told us that? Well, I saw that. That when they go out for like cryptid hunts, I think it's someone who we're talking to on TikTok.
Right.
And they said that you can't go in by yourself, you can't go in pairs, you need at least four or five of you.
Which makes sense, yeah. Really.
Fuck that, though. Like, for me and you, we then got to find another three people who's going to come out with us.
Yeah, that's
saying, like, oh, you're right. Do you fancy coming out of Bigfoot Hunt? Lord, but they're going to go, no.
I'm all right here.
Yeah, why would I want to do that? Go just trudging in the woods for something that don't exist. All right, nah, because then I'll start fighting them, and then it's just going to get bitter. I'd rather just me and you go and die finding it.
Speak for your fucking self. I don't want to die finding the gun. Someone's got to continue the legacy of the podcast.
The legacy will always live on. It's all right. Jackson will run it.
That's all right. No? Happy days.
Yeah. when he's like 10, 12, like, Courtney brings me in like, you've got, this is yours now. Your dad and your uncle went out finding it and died. Now it's your turn.
It's right.
Fuck that. Don't even like him. While he has experienced being stalked and seeing eyes shine when its eyes glow red and white, Mr. Quinton said he'd seen two up close and personal. I was walking down a track in the Mapleton State Forest and I could hear something in the thick bush to my left beside me grunting, he said. It was just doggers.
Especially that he's wrestling. It just turns it just
especially when he was like, fuck yeah, he just turned this just, oh. I'll leave you to it. It was coming from someone or something with a large lung capacity. I thought maybe he was sitting there watch fuck off Uber Eats. I thought maybe he was sitting there watching me. It started following me for about 20 yards. Then I thought, nah, this isn't right. And left.
So he goes on running for what's following me, just like, nah, bruv, peace.
But to be fair, if he was on his own.
Oh, yeah, I would have fucking legged it.
Yeah, I'll get that. He shared another wild encounter while on a night tracker mission in a Diagola. I think I said that right, sorry. National Park, Mount Me, about 4 years ago. The guy in front turned to his rope because two big rocks dropped from a tree into a bush beside him, he said. Then it appeared about 20 yards in front of us. He was a light grey and about 7 to 8 foot giant. His head sat on his shoulders. He had no neck. The girth of his chest and stomach on him was enormous. He wouldn't have fit through a normal door. I guess he would have weighed around 300 kilos. Then he disappeared across the track. God, he's a big boy then. 300 kilos.
That is a bit whammin' all
fast. That's like me and you. Mm. Also, that's me and you combined, but I don't know. But Mr. Quinton's scariest experience was in the Mapleton National Park. Me and a friend had five surrounding us, he said. I was very concerned. All we could see was their eyes shine in the pitch black. We could hear them shuffling closer and closer. Then they disappeared. Oh, that would be a freaky thing.
Yeah.
You imagine me and you was out in the woods and that, and we're looking, we saw like one eye shine. You think, fuck, we got one. And then you just look and there's another.
Yeah.
And then there's another. Then there's
oh,
fuck.
Oh, we're fucked.
Oh, okay. It's a fucking gang warfare here. Turf war. They're going to beat the fuck out of us. Right, now this is from 2022. Hang on. Let's get up. Oh, fucking cookies. Right. This is from someone called Dean Harrison. He says, these things are dangerous. He claims that Yowies are responsible for missing people.
Right.
Around 25 years ago, a man had a terrifying encounter with a tall, hairy creature lurking in the Queensland bush. The incident changed his life. A Yowie hunter has made an alarming claim that the legendary creature has killed innocent Australians who have unwittingly entered its territory. Dean Harrison, who says he has seen a Yowie in the flesh, told news.com.au's podcast, I've got news for you.
Oh, fucking hell. That's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah. That he believes some missing people may have been casualties of a Yowie attack. These things are dangerous. Like everything in Australia. Well, of course they're Bigfoot.
If it can kill you, it's there.
That's what I mean. Of course the fucking Australia's Bigfoot's dangerous. I've been a victim a couple of times, Mr. Harrod has said. And I know that there are other people out there that didn't get away as fortunately as I have. Indeed, Mr. Harrison believes that people have died as a result of Yowie encounters. There is absolutely no doubt about it, he told host Andrew Bucklow. We are taken seriously by some of the authorities, whether it be parks, wildlife, police, different military levels, and there's been times and situations where we swap some information, he said, suggesting evidence of such deadly attacks.
Fucking hell.
The now professional Yowie hunter recalled his first face-to-face encounter with the Australian folklore creature. Mr. Harrison said he had previously heard a Yowie making an awful noise in his backyard when he was 25. But it was 2 years later that he first came up close and personal with the creature in what he described as a near-death experience. He went for an evening run on a fateful Tuesday night in 1997, but he never expected it to end with his life flashing before his eyes. He was in Oamaru, a town between Brisbane and the Gold Coast, and went for his usual run along a bush track an hour before midnight.
That's rare, isn't it?
What?
Just between Brisbane and the Gold Coast, isn't it? Normally they're in
Queensland.
Queensland.
Yeah, that is around there.
Is it?
Gold Coast is Queensland.
Oh, I thought they were zone like
Brisbane's like
state, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, Brisbane's a state, but it's like next to each other.
I think, anyway.
I might be wrong. Mr. Harrison would exercise along this track frequently without a second thought, but what he didn't know was there was something lurking in the bushes, waiting for the perfect time to attack. It was an encounter that went on to shape the course of his life. I heard all this crashing coming through the bush behind me, and it sounded like a group of kids just trashing the place, Mr. Harrison said. The sound of snapping branches and crushing leaves started to get closer until a large figure emerged about 10 metres behind him. I got these unexplainable chills, which are what we call the nameless dread. And like a rabbit in spotlights, basically my whole body just locked up, he said. I didn't know how I knew, but I knew I was in danger. And I knew that if I turned round and made direct eye contact, things would get exponentially worse. Which is true, isn't mm-hmm. it? If they always say, like, if a gorilla's like staring at you, don't look it in the eyes, because you're challenging them.
Yeah.
Which it would be the same with a yowie, being like a primate-like creature. If you say, it's like when you go to a pub and you make eye contact with that right pisshead, and he's like, "What are you fucking looking at?" Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Except these would actually hurt
you. Fuck you up.
Yeah. As Mr. Harris's flight response activated, he broke out into a sprint with the seemingly aggravated creature following closely behind. He's yelling and he's roaring and he's doing some sort of like a talk over the top, and on every footstep, his diaphragm in his chest would bounce, he said. And before I knew it, he's right next to me. I thought, this is it. This is the end of my life. I'm about to die right now.
Imagine that.
You're running for your life from a creature that people believe does not exist. And you think, I'm going to die here.
Yeah.
And no one is going to know what actually done it. Mr. Harrison said the creature plunged towards him, but he managed to get away. He said the Yowie then retreated back into the bush as Mr. Harrison headed towards a streetlight. It was this experience that inspired him to create the database, the Australian Yowie Research, to track the creature's movements across the country. So it's most common in Queensland, but I think they are seen about. Mr. Harrison describes the Yowie as a hominid that has indigenous roots, with the first official report of its existence dating back to 1790.
Fuck me.
From various sightings, they are said to have a baboon-type face and stand up on two legs. Like I said, baboon-like with the massive teeth.
Yeah.
And to be fair, if I saw that and saw them fucking great teeth, and that, I'd think, oh,
jeez. If I saw a baboon like that, I'd leg it, let alone this fucker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fucking right. The Yowie hunter said modern Yowie sightings have occurred across the Blue Mountains in New South Wales and the Gold Coast hinterland and the Sunshine Coast in Queensland. We have people coming forward all the time, pretty much every day or every second day. We receive a report from somewhere in the country, she said. While Mr. Harrison doesn't necessarily want to capture a Yowie, his goal is to get undeniable footage to show others that the creatures are real and to help with future research.
Fair play.
Nah, I'd catch it. Fuck it. Mate, if this thing was chasing me and I'm thinking I'm going to fucking die and I'll get away, I'll be like, nah. Tell you what, you bastard. You want to fucking scare me? I'm going to scare the fuck out of you. I'm getting a net. Nah, I don't know, actually. I probably wouldn't. Additionally, he uses his experience to support others who come into contact with the creatures. People are left in shock, and we know people who won't go back into the Australian bush again, he said. The Kuku Yalanji tribe of far north Queensland claims to have coexisted with the Yowie for centuries. They have a long and detailed history of attacks by the Yowie in their legends. But there is no evidence that the Yowie exist. No bones, no pictures, no specimens. There are plenty of reported sightings across the years and across the country, though. According to these sightings, the Yowie is usually described as a tall, hairy, ape-like creature with a wide, flat nose that stands upright at between 2 to 3.5 meters. It is not to be confused with a bunyip, another creature from indigenous folk mythology that is said to lurk in swamps and billabongs.
What the fuck is a billabong?
Like a swamp.
Oh, okay.
That was actually a really good one.
Yeah.
Like, but that's the thing. Like, we always, when we hear about like other Bigfoots and that, it's like, oh yeah, I've like when they've seen them, but they always just seem, oh, it's just seem curious.
Yeah. Nah, when you hear motherfuckers
hearing,
like,
well, when you're hearing stuff men. Like, nah, these are dangerous. Yeah. Like, these are actual.
Like, are they dangerous, though, or are they simply just territorial?
Maybe that, yeah. Well, it's
well,
still
I mean,
yeah,
it's still dangerous, but do you know it's what I mean? Same. Are they actually aggressive? Like, they want to fuck you up, or they just want you to get out of their gaff?
Yeah, well, yeah, more than likely. I can't see it being like, would eat you, unless they're cannibalistic of themselves.
Maybe.
But I've always said, though, because they always say, like, found no bones. Right. For one, Australia is fucking massive.
Yeah.
Right. And it's vast. It take you fucking years. And also, like what I've said before with Bigfoot, like when a species of theirs die, are they like us who bury their dead? Or like, you know what I mean? Because yeah. It has been seen in other primates.
They
mourn,
yeah,
and they have like a funeral,
yeah,
like kind of thing. I can't remember what show it was, but it was like a load of monkeys and that one fell and died, and they all like crowded around
it,
yeah, pretty much. So could that be the same with Yowie?
I mean, it's possible,
because then when you think of like when like with fossil hunters and that, like you don't get a lot of them in the forests or in jungles. Digging up.
No.
It's usually like in deserts.
Yeah, yeah.
And wastelands, stuff like that. You know what I mean? So could it be...
I mean, I might be funny as well. With a jungle, where the fuck do you even begin?
Where do you start?
So
in that sense, could it be that they're just not digging in the right place?
Well, obviously it's a strong possibility.
So I don't know. But so far, what do you think?
I don't know, it's like, I do believe these people have generally seen something, but at the same time, it could literally just be any kind of ape, do you know what I mean? Like how we said with...
But apes aren't native to Australia.
But how do we know? If they're like, hidden like, in the jungle and that, and they've been rarely seen, you wouldn't really know, would
but
you?
But that's what I mean, like, but the classification of the animals, that primates don't exist...
In there, yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so whatever it is, it's
a cryptid, yeah, 100%. 100%.
And there's been no bones found or anything. No. So in their eyes, like they say, like, no, it don't exist because there's been no evidence.
Yes.
Apart from sighting some, the occasional photo, blurry video, because for some reason. your phone or your camera automatically turns into a potato.
Yep.
But at the same time, I kind of get it, because if I even like now, like if I went to and I saw one, and I had my phone or the camera or anything like that, I'd be shaking like fuck.
Yeah.
And as well, because it'd be like so far away, so you're zooming in, so it takes out.
Oh, it just blurs it anyway.
The best Yowie audio ever heard. Bigfoot hunters claim a 10-foot beast stalked them in brushland before it ran into a cave where they recorded a grunted sound. Two men have claimed they were stalked in a tunnel by a 3-metre beast they believe to be a Yowie in the regional New South Wales. Australian Yowie hunters has shared incredible audio the men recorded of the creature in Newnes in the North South Wales Central Tablelands in the early hours of March 23rd, 2019. Hang on. Oh, yeah, is that? I didn't know if that was like joint. Captured in the popular glowworm tunnel in Willemme National Park near Lithgow. The mythical beast, which is Australia's version of Bigfoot, can't be seen in the footage, but makes presence known with its loud, eerie howl. The two men said that the creature was trying to conceal itself at the time. However, they managed to see the shape of it, nearly 10 feet tall in estimate, and 4 foot across the chest.
Fucking hell!
The Australian Yowie hunters posted on Facebook. It was also making a grunting sound as it was sneaking along behind them, which they didn't manage to capture in time. They were both very frightened and ran 2 kilometres back to their vehicle. I don't know why. I know it says vehicle, but every time I have to say it like that, vehicle. The group added, it sent a copy to renowned wildlife expert, a cryptozoologist, Gary Opitt, who told them he believes it's the best Yowie audio he has heard without question. Most people who commented on the Yowie Hunters Facebook post believe the audio was real. That gives me chills, one woman commented. Newnes is a 90-minute drive north of the Blue Mountains, which has recorded the most Yowie sightings in Australia, according to the Australian Yowie Research. The reported sighting in Newnes follows a series of Queensland locals who claim they have spotted the mythical beasts in recent weeks. A fortnight ago, a family from southeast Queensland believe they are being terrorised by the mythical creature after hearing disturbing loud noises come from their yard. Last week, a mother from Tarzali in the Tablelands region of Queensland claimed to have been visited by a friendly group of Yowies who gifted her macadamia nuts.
Did they?
Who says they didn't?
But if all the others are aggressive, every single one of them. They are one or not.
Yeah, I'm just reading stories of ones that have been aggressive. But like you say, if they're territorial...
That makes sense.
You know, but these are like free roaming. Or like they know the difference, what is their territory, what isn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just the macadamia.
Yeah. Do you want some nuts?
Again, it's from Yorkshire.
Yeah, I know. And Dean Harrison from, who I spoke about before... From Australian Yowie Research, has dedicated his life into chasing Yowies after he first came across the mythical beast in 1995. I wanted answers, the Gold Coast resident recently told Daily Mail Australia. Over the past 25 years, Mr. Harrison claims he has had several encounters with Yowies which are similar to the Sasquatch or Bigfoot in the United States. The first reported sighting was in Sydney in 1790, which is what I spoke about earlier. 1790, I didn't know it was in Sydney. There were a number of other sightings reported in the area in the preceding decade. Mr. Harrison believes there are two types of Yowie species in Australia. The larger stands at around 6 to 10 feet tall, and the smaller species stands around about 4 to 5 feet tall.
See,
Fucking great minds, mate. Fucking great minds. Oh, that's it.
Oh, and it actually got the sound?
Huh?
And it actually got the sound?
Hang on. It must be like... Is there a link? Listen to the Yowie. Is there... An advertisement. Mm-hmm. Top stories.
Is that it there?
Where?
That.
This one?
Yeah.
That sounds like a noise.
There was a little howl thing at the end. Well. See that one? That one before the little double sounds identical to a chimp.
Yeah.
But then the others is like, ooh. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think you I don't think you can fake that. Human can't make that kind of sound. Do you think?
I don't know, because the issue is because it's in a cave. Anything like when you're in a cave and you do a weird noise, it echoes on.
Yeah, of course.
So it sounds a lot louder of that. If that was like in the jungle or whatever. Then yeah.
Mm. I just...
Because have you seen... I know it's completely irrelevant, but have you seen that geezer who's got like the Aztec whistle in the tunnel? And then when he blows on it and then his, you hear like this horrible screeching noise?
Yeah.
And that's been proven fake. Like that's his mate down the tunnel doing it.
Right.
Okay. So it is really... That's what I mean. If it's in a tunnel or a cave where it's hollow, then you can make any random noise and it will echo and sound a lot.
I get that, but it's just like the bass. I don't know. I just don't think, unless you are like highly, highly trained in that, I don't think you can make that noise.
I'll have to do an experiment. Find a cave and just make random noises. Ah!
Yeah. Who do we know is good at voices? Like, who can do that? I know you're quite good. Do we know
anyone?
Do Scottish. I might do the Scottish. I'll be hunted down.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I know anyone that can make it.
I don't know. I think it could be just me trying to hide.
No,
I think that's genuine.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find, just for reference, that Aztec thing that I was on about.
Yeah. But it's like you say, it's quite in a way refreshing to hear about like a cryptid in a fearful state, in a dangerous state. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of the time when you hear of cryptids, either if it's Nessie, Bigfoot, Mothman, fucking whatever, it's usually like, oh, we see it, then it fucks off.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like, no, these are dangerous animals. Like, you know what I mean? They're like putting it
in an actual, like,
yeah.
It'd be no different, like, if a lion was a cryptid.
Yeah, exactly. They're saying like these are actually dangerous animals, and they don't go out.
Yeah, here it is.
Never
use a death whistle. I'm going to be honest. With oh, you for guys. Fuck's sake!
I don't. Did you say that was fake?
No, not the whistle.
Oh.
The noise the matey boy does afterwards. Let's see if I find it on TikTok, because that's what I found it on in the first place.
Mm. We just put Aztec death whistle.
Yeah. Which, can I just say, is fucking horrifying. Here we go. For fuck's sake! For fucking hell's sake! Wait, it's just a decent
that's
one.
That's class.
Fucking bellends. Fucking bellends.
I feel good.
Right, it's this one. Fuck's sake. That's the whistle.
Aztec death.
Oh, this is pissing me off.
What was the point of the Aztec death whistle?
Frighten people, I think, like scare them off.
Oh, fair, fair, fair.
Which, to be fair, I am that motherfucker.
That'd fucking work.
Hey, oh, this might be the one. Please, please. You hear what I mean?
Yeah. But it's just some mighty fucking throat singer. That's just, what
Megadeth. Yeah.
That fucking Maori's gonna.
What jump. I'm saying is how that sounded like with the tunnel, like echoing.
Oh, yeah,
I
get that. But I'll just say the different, like the vocalisation with the Yowie. Vocalisation.
Fucking. With the Yowie, I just think like I
can't see it being fake. I might be.
No, I know what you're getting at. I know what you're getting at.
I might be entirely again, wrong. There's probably people, and I think I know a few people who's going to be like, it's fake now, isn't it?
But again,
in
look,
them words.
If it's annoying to try and use this reference because I'm trying to say, like, if it is an unknown primate, but that is what it fucking is. Do you know what I mean? But you know what I'm trying to say. For lack of a better word, a genuine primate, i.e. gorillas or whatever.
Yeah.
It could very well make noise like that. Like I said, that one before the double sounded very similar. To a chimp.
To a chimp, yeah. Whereas with that, it's going to be more closer to them, especially like your chimps and your mandrills and your baboons and that, because of the massive fangs.
Yeah.
So I can see how it's going to be more like that.
Yeah, because I mean, even, because I've seen something, it was on about, I think it was just on about a genuine Bigfoot.
Mm.
It was like on about the noises they make and that.
Yeah.
And somebody commented saying like, oh, well, surely something of that size and that build would be a lot deeper voice.
Oh,
but then, well, exactly. Someone commented saying, but gorillas. You hear a gorilla, yeah, okay, they can screech.
Whales.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? Massive things, but they're just high-pitched. They can't help it.
No.
But it's their voice box.
Have you ever heard of fucking Pavarotti? He was a big bastard, and he could sing not like proper high pitch.
Well, no, but I know what you're getting at. But yeah, they were saying with gorillas, it's like the largest living primate that we know today, and they sound like they sound like a chimp should sound, sort of thing. Just obviously a bit louder.
Yeah. You know, like you see it with people and that. Like I've met blokes, like massive bodybuilders and that, with the squeakiest voices.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's sat,
it throws you off. Throws you off.
It's like a dog meowing. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's just, that shouldn't be happening. But, you know, it does.
Yeah.
We're going to Australia, mate. Going yowie hunting.
It's so annoying because I'd love to go to Australia.
Mm.
Just because why not? But the fucking things that live there, do you know what I mean?
It makes you want to go even more, though.
Fuck that!
Yeah. 100%.
I've seen the Sydney funnel web. I'm good.
Yeah, don't go to Sydney. You'll be
right. But even the huntsmen's, it's like, I know they're harmless. I know it's going to do fuck all to me. But the sheer size of it, I'm just like...
And the speed.
Yeah, I'm nah.
Yeah, I know, even they...
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like,
and I love spiders.
I'm good. I don't want to go near the cunt.
I mean, even koalas, like sweet koalas, they give you chlamydia.
Yeah.
Platypuses have got venom.
Venom, yeah.
In their, it's their hind legs, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, got a spur in the hind leg, I'm pretty sure. And of course, they got
crocodiles. Crocodiles, speak for themselves.
Venomous snakes, other spiders, scorpions, sharks, stingrays.
The fucking works.
Fuck you, stingrays. you killed a global treasure. Is it? It comes on my TikTok every so often, and it's like a person in SeaWorld. It's like a stingray flying past, and he's like, shall I deck it for Steve? Oh, for fuck's sake. Just see, imagine being there and then just seeing someone like punching a stingray for Steve Owen, you prick.
Fuck it, it's mad though, because I remember like there was a mad vendetta against them.
Yeah, it was a Cullen.
It's like, fuck's sake.
And I'm pretty sure it took Terry Irwin
to say,
while she's mourning her husband, to say, nah, he wouldn't have wanted this. You're going the right wrong way about it. It was an accident. You can't blame the stingray.
No.
It was Steve's fault, in a way.
Like, he even said it.
Well, he didn't.
Yeah, on the boat. When they pulled him back onto the boat.
He just said he was dying.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, no, it's all right, we'll save you. And he went, I'm dying. And he died.
Conked it.
Yeah.
But he would have known it.
Yeah,
100%. He would
have
known.
As soon as he'd done it, he'd be like,
I done fucked up.
No. Oh, Never forget that. 4th September 2006. That day will forever be etched into my memory.
Yep.
That's what I mean. That's what I feel bad for Jet, like my son and that. Because he'll never have Steve Irwin.
Oh,
like
right.
Like how we did when we were kids.
Yeah.
He won't have that. Yeah, there's fucking Steve Backshaw.
Oh, we ain't even close. He ain't good.
He can't tie his boots.
He's good.
He can't lace the man's boots.
He ain't no Steve Irwin.
No one will ever be.
It's like when David Attenborough conks it. No one's going to be able to replace him. I don't care if Morgan Freeman does it.
Nah.
It ain't the same.
Nah. It's, yeah, he's national treasure. He's global treasure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do wonder, because like Australia's here now. He's in Queensland.
Yeah.
And everything. I wonder if he might have had an encounter or...
Thing is, even if they haven't, right, you said to, let's say Robert Irwin, right, he was like, right, you've obviously probably heard of a Yowie.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we're thinking of going and hunting it. He'd be on that like a fly on shit.
That'd be pretty sick.
He would be... He was like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
But no, but like, or even just to ask him, like, what do you think?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, these are... The wildlife warriors, they're about
there
all the time.
What, be honest, your reaction, right? You've just sat them all down, and it's like, right, what do you think? And all three of you just went, nah, bollocks.
I'm like... Steve would have agreed. And have walked down. No, I don't know. I'd be like... I'd just be like, well, why?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, you said it so heartbroken. Yeah. Why?
Yeah, you would, though, wouldn't they? Like, please, believe it. Man, I wouldn't be able to fucking talk if I was in a room with the Irwins. I would not be able to talk. I'd be a blubbering mess. It wouldn't even be that. It'd be just tears. It'd be snot, tears. I'd be like, he'd be so brave. I'd be a fucking mess. Like my ambition in life in one day is to go there.
100%, 100%.
I won't remember it because I won't be able to see because there'll be just tears flying in my eyes.
I'd make a banging vlog.
That would make a banging vlog.
One day.
We'll get there.
Why is flights to Australia so expensive?
Yeah. Why is just life so expensive?
Yeah, that's the point.
We just want to go hunting monsters. Just let us.
Stop being inconsiderate, life.
Yeah. That's what we mean. We need like a contract deal or something. Like a TV.
Oh, that'd be so sick. That'd
just go
so
around the world
sick.
Hunting cryptids and monsters and ghosts.
But like the river monsters, but like cryptids.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
That would be sick. I don't know. I think it'd get some viewers.
Well, yeah.
Because a lot of it... Right, I've had this the last couple of weeks at work. Won't go into that. But... my foreman, he rung me up. It was a Saturday, and I was thinking, oh, fucking hell, what's happened? Like, something blew up or something.
Yeah.
Something's on fire. And he was like, turn ITV4 on. Jeremy Wade's at Loch Ness. I was like, all right. And I get in on the Monday. He went, he's proved it ain't fucking real. I was like, it's just a theory. He went, nah, it's a shark. Jeremy Wade said so it's got to be. I was like, no, it's just a theory. Like, nah. Now, so in my eyes, so if we ever did do something like that, it'd make people watch it to be like, nah, I knew it was bollocks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There'd be people who believe it, but then there's also people who, like,
just want
to, like...
Smug fuckers.
Yeah.
Like, I told you.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, if there's ever a case, or if there's ever a chance, let us know. We could do with it.
That'd be unreal.
Wouldn't it just?
Just paid to go around the world
hunting,
finding shit.
Yeah, or like attempt.
Or attempting to find shit.
That would be fine. That's what I mean. Like, you got these people that take it all too serious. So that's why nothing happens.
Yeah.
It's me and you there, fucking like...
Hey, look at this.
Yeah.
What a knob.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, a fucking Yowie jumps out. Yeah. Like, say we knew it! Fucking run! Thing is, we're big lads. We ain't going to be able to run away.
No,
from it,
we're fucked.
We? So we'd have to fight it or try and do something.
We're so fucked.
Because we're not going to be able to run.
No.
I've always thought this, right? If it was a Bigfoot or if it's a Mothman, Chupacabra, fucking whatever, Wendigo, I ain't going to be able to run.
No.
We're fucked.
I'm either going to catch it or die trying. Yeah. That's the only
There's
two
no
ways.
Other option.
There's no other option. Because I can't run. And I've always... And the most embarrassing thing is I really can't jump.
Can you?
I can't jump, no.
In all fairness, I don't think I can. Like, I mean, I can jump, but I, do you know what I mean? Like, I can't.
I can't. I really can't. If I get 6 inches off the floor, I'm doing well. Honestly. You should see me try a skipping run. To be fair, I have quite a good TikTok.
Oh, Lord.
I can't do it. And if I do it, I'm like really heavy with it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm like proper stumped.
To be fair, I can't skip for shit.
No. Honestly, that. Oh, so yeah, I've got to get good with a rifle or yeah. something or a net.
Or need a lot higher Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, because I can't. Let's say I can't run.
No, so we're fucked. I can't. We jump. Are fucked.
Yeah. So yeah, but if it ever came to it, we'd have to
scrap it.
Yeah. Somehow.
That'd make the TV show. there might only be one episode. But it'd be a banging episode.
Imagine that, though, that big hype and everything.
Probably like documented, like trailer wise, like how Jeremy Wade and River Monsters yeah. is. And then right at the end of the episode, you motherfucking.
Ed and Josh were never seen again. Believed to be killed by a owie. That'd be right cool, though, and have that on your gravestone.
I mean,
you
yeah.
know you'd never see it. But
I was going to say.
Death Bomb, yowie. But like, how many other people could say that?
Quite a few, by the sounds of it.
Well, yeah, true. But no. So, Josh.
Yeah.
I'll try and do this with most cryptids.
Yep.
On 1 to 10, what is the believability of a yowie?
If we're talking how it's depicted, I'd say a solid 6.
6?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it'd have been a bit higher than that.
But if it's literally just an unknown type of ape sort of thing,
yeah,
I'd say probably be about 7-8.
Yeah.
I feel. I don't know. I feel like. Oh, I don't fucking know. I was about to say the common thing where it's like it would have been seen by man, but no, it wouldn't have. If it didn't want to, do you know what I mean? And I feel the amount of accurate like descriptions of it, or like not descriptions, encounters of it. It's sad. Do you know what I mean? It's like. Okay, maybe there is something out there.
Yeah.
It's just a case of whether it is actually how it is depicted or not.
But then what gets me is this Mr. Harrison has now dedicated 25 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he firmly believes this.
That's 25 years he's never going to get back. Would he really be doing that for 25 years for a fake?
No. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Regardless of what it is, because obviously in fear you never know. But he genuinely believes it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, there's no, exactly. There's no fucking flies on him.
No. That's what I mean. Like, we can always sit back because we've never had an experience like that.
No, exactly.
We talk about it with theories and everything. Whereas him, he has seen it. It's changed his life completely.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Deborah Hatswell's the same.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's what always intrigues me.
You don't... Do you know what I mean? Even if you think you've seen it, right... You don't dedicate your whole life to it.
No.
Unless you are, like, adamant.
Yeah, you'll have, like, your little honeymoon phase.
Yeah, exactly. But then you'll be like, oh, do you know what?
I'll read a few books, watch a couple of telly programmes about it, and then
it'll just fizzle out. Yeah, exactly. But if you genuinely, do you know what I mean? Like, no, I saw this.
Yeah.
And then dedicate your life to it. It's like, yeah, fair enough. There's got to be something to it. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think so. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But, no, I'm
about... What about you? Where are you sitting on it?
Like I said, with Bigfoot as a whole, not just yowies, not just Bigfoot, with yetis and all sorts. I've always said, like, I'm about 80%.
Yeah,
80%. I think they're creatures.
Do you reckon they are as far spread as they're made? Well, not made out, but you know what I'm saying.
What, like
Bigfoot? Like they are here, there, and everywhere. Do you know what I mean? Do you reckon they are actually that spread out?
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. Let's say pretty much most countries around the world. There is
some tales, kind of it.
There is tales, there's folklore, there's sightings of upright humanoid hairy beings. It's got to be some to it. But they're all different in their own way.
Yeah.
Like you say, with Bigfoot, like, with the massive like cone head, mm-hmm. if like and how they are, to a Yowie with the big fangs,
yeah,
and the aggressiveness, to the Yeti, but when they weren't white, they are actually meant to be brown,
yeah.
But just... and the Yeren being taller than what most Bigfoots are,
yeah.
The Mapaguari is that changes all the bloody time. There's things that's only got one eye and a fucking mouth and
fuck
its stomach.
Me.
But then it gets to put to a giant ground sloth to then a Bigfoot.
And yeah.
It always changes. I don't know if I'll ever do the Mapaguari
because it's just so.
It's just so fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just like fucking hell, I don't know about this.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
But, yeah, my brain's gone dead on others. But there is loads more. Like. Even like the Bigfoot of the UK, like they're a bit shorter
mm-hmm.
to take because it's just how the environment.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, like you just said, environment's going to play a massive factor
yeah.
in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it does worldwide with every fucking animal on the planet.
Exactly.
Including so, primates.
Mm, exactly. So that's why I think they're the way they are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's say about 8%. About 8%. And even with the Yowie, it's actually like bumped it up a little bit.
Yeah.
The
thing is as well, right, what's mad about it is like if you deep it even more, obviously you've got all these different species,
yeah,
but they're all like subspecies of each other, mm-hmm. they're all under like the one category. What was the first? Because obviously the most common people will say, well, it was Bigfoot, but that's not necessarily
no.
true.
It had been a prime, well, because all primates come from Africa, because humans and that,
yeah.
we all originate from Africa, so I'd say the same thing,
yeah,
I'd say that they originated from Africa. And just walked back.
Yeah.
when just, I walk about.
Just got flots and shit.
yeah. You know, that would have been a good film with Crocodile. You know, because I love Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
If, like, he just ended up having a fight with a
Yowie. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it made the
film,
the
just
film
dead,
series a bit
but, yeah.
shit. But it,
yeah, I know what you mean, though.
I don't know. Actually. Yeah, I think it must have originated
from Africa.
And then, yeah, just went off.
On its own accord.
On its own accord. And
well,
yeah.
like you said, humans done it.
Yeah.
Animals done it. They all originated from somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly. Cause
it's not. Do you know what I mean? That's the bit of sweetness of this, or like the beauty of this, or whatever, is that you can't call it bollocks because it's happened before with other species.
Yeah.
So why can't it happen with them?
But that's why I'll always give cryptids benefit of the doubt because it's harder to disprove something than it is to prove it.
Yeah.
And I feel like with the credibility. Especially like Bigfoot like creatures, it just makes it so much higher.
Yeah.
Because of it's just the realism of them.
Yeah.
Like, if they were discovered, you would think, like, well, yeah, I could see why.
Well, yeah.
I could see how they're
yeah.
about. It, you know, stuff like Mothman.
Yeah, you're on
is
another
a bit
level.
More...
Even something like the Wendigo, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But something like this, yeah. It's like, well, why can't it? Because of
it just see, yeah,
apes and humans.
It seems more logical.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas,
if
like,
apes
yeah.
and humans originated from the same species,
yeah,
and they look completely different, and then even further than that, humans can look completely different,
yeah,
and apes can look completely different,
yeah.
Why can't these?
I mean, yeah, because I mean, me and you don't know.
Exhibit A.
Yeah, exactly. that weren't that shouldn't be taking a bad taste.
Nah, well, no, because it's true. Do you know what I mean?
You just don't know how people are these days.
Well, I'm going to tell you, fucking pack it in. It's true. You can't get offended if someone's saying they look completely different than the other. It's fucking true. Do you know what I mean? You don't look at dogs, you don't look at a pug and a Rottweiler and go, fuck me, they're identical. So pack it in, grow up, fucking get some friends. No, I'm going to go off on a rant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ease up, boy. Ease up. No, yeah, it's a very good point, though. It's a very good point.
So
yeah, I'm about done, mate.
Yeah? Decent. Is that the last Sasquatch you're going to cover, or?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah, I'll probably...
I'm trying to think what ones you haven't.
Let's say Mapaguari. I've done Yeren. I've done Yeti.
Yeah.
Done Bigfoot,
yeah.
The UK Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, my head's gone. Yerang Pendek, I haven't done.
I'm sorry. Where's he meant to be?
That's in Indonesia.
Right.
Technically, I've done one with the Wendigo because I've done like the how if it was real, it'd be like some sort of
bomb. Oh, right.
So,
yeah.
No, I don't know. Actually, I'll have to have a look into the different Bigfoot species.
Yeah.
I haven't done one in Africa.
That's what I was thinking.
So I'll have to have a look.
Surprised one ain't one in the Congo, you know.
There probably is. Chilling with a Kasai Rex, Jabari Fofi, Mekele and Bembe.
It's just the boys.
Honestly, the Congo's where it's at, mate.
In it.
It is where it's at. Mate, if I could tempt you to go there, that's got to be
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, just for the sake of a giant, either dinosaur.
Or monitor lizard or whatever, yeah. I'm sold.
Yeah. Or a giant spider.
Yeah, just... True.
Well, at least then we'll prove it's real. Yeah. Win-win. Right, Josh, what are we doing next week?
Next week, we are doing a... well, it's more of a mystery. I was about to say conspiracy, but it's not a conspiracy. It's more of a mystery. And that is because nobody knows the truth.
Mm.
And even more mad is that it's 10 years this year. That the event occurred.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been going, I think it was like 10 years the other day. So obviously it's been going around mainstream media quite a lot recently. There's been a Netflix documentary about it. There's been countless YouTube videos about it.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, why not? Mm. I'll cover it as well. And that is the missing Malaysia airline flight M37. No. Yeah, M37. No. M370, there we go. Fucking hell, I was having a stroke. But yeah, so we're going to be talking about our theory. Well, we're talking about the events that occurred and then giving our thoughts and theories of what potentially happened.
That is something I've never really looked into.
No, I remember hearing about it and like sort of like keeping an eye on it because obviously the news and that will mention it. But then it just sort of fizzled out of nowhere because they was like, oh no, it went down in the sea, it done this, it done that. But then, like I said, no one knows.
No.
Do you know what I mean? 10 years on, especially with like flight situations, 9 times out of 10, they can pick that fucker up so easy. Yeah. What happened?
That just vanished.
Exactly. And a decade later, they still are no closer to figuring out what happened. Yeah, okay, like I said, there's countless theories of, oh, well, the pilot crashed it into the sea or done that or yada, yada, yada.
Sounds very similar to the plot of Lost.
That is a good point. That is a very good point.
Could it all be like, this flight never actually existed? I'm not Alex Jones in this. I'm not doing that. Well, we might be. We'll see what
happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
See what happens.
But yeah, we'll be giving our thoughts and discussions about that.
Sweet, sweet.
So, Ed, where can they find us?
Well, you can find us on Facebook, which is our group, Missing Mysteries in Black and White.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Instagram, which is Missing Mysteries _, like the actual underline thing. You can follow us on TikTok, which is Missing Mysteries 10. You can follow us on Twitter, or X, or whatever the fuck it's called, in Missing Mysteries 1. You can email us, and that could be theories you might have about... topics we're covering. That could be sightings of any monsters, ghosts, cryptids, aliens, weird demons, shit. Yeah, whatever. That could be criticisms, what you don't quite like about the show, what you think we're lacking, praises, which we prefer, so that's like what you like about it. Ideas, they give us future ideas for future episodes. If you want to collab with us, email us. If you want the merch, so we get email us your size and everything, and we'll get that sorted for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a hoodie, we're going to be doing different things like t-shirts and stuff, and we might have some more ideas of designs, which hopefully are coming soon.
Yeah, I may chase that down actually.
I think that's just most of the
emails. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
If you just want to chat.
If you just want to chat.
Yeah. Which is missingmysteries@outlook.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, please email us and we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Easy as. You can subscribe to our YouTube, which is Missing Mysteries. We've got links on our TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's it, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at the minute, it's still a bastard to find. So if you can find us, subscribe to us, like us, hit that bell and all that jazz. So then it, in the future, it will get easier to find.
Yeah.
And then keep up with it.
Uh-huh.
Because like I say, on there, that's where we, when we do our investigations, they go on to there. So that'll be the place to go.
Yeah.
I think that's everything.
Yep.
Josh.
Yep.
Where can they listen to us?
Well, even though you are, if you fancy listening on another platform or all of them, get us them views. Go on, be a legend. You can find us on Podbean, Spotify, Amazon, Samsung, Podchaser, Player FM, and iHeartRadio.
Fantastic. But, yeah.
So, yeah. What are we doing this week? Because, well, we forgot again. We are fucking useless at this.
Yeah,
in all fairness, money is a bit tight at the minute, so can't.
You're telling me.
Yeah. Well, so, but we'll figure out something to do.
Yeah.
Whether
yeah.
it be I'm on the hunt or reacts.
We'll actually, I've got an idea for an On The Hunt.
Yeah.
And I think my wife would even be keen to come on here.
Because
mm-hmm. we spoke about like horror games and horror films and everything.
Yeah.
One of the most famous horror games out there is Dead by Daylight.
Right.
And they have released a new killer,
mm-hmm.
which I got very into, which is called The Unknown.
Yeah.
So it'd be quite nice, because I don't play the game myself, because I hate playing games, because I get too angry and I end up fucking up. But with Dead by Daylight, the original characters, I love looking at the lore.
Oh, okay.
And there's lore behind all of them.
Right.
So even if she don't actually yeah. with us, it'd be quite cool.
Yeah, yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah,
I'm down for that. So there you go. But no, other than that, thank you very much for watching. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Happy hunting.